Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattel. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organization isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we are all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess, both inside and out, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattel. Quick reminder, click the like, follow, and subscribe button so you get notifications when a new episode drops. Welcome back, everyone. I have yet another exciting episode, and today we are just going to dive in on a couple things here. One is we're talking closets. I'm talking closets because there's 50 million closets, and typically, like I've mentioned before, women's closets are usually a little bit more chaotic than a man's closet who just has, you know, 8 pairs of pants, 2 shoes, and 412 t-shirts. So it feels like I'm kind of leaning more towards the women's closet in some cases. They are walk-in closets. That's the reality. Even in an older home, it doesn't have to be some fancy custom closet, but a lot of times the master closet is usually a walk-in closet. So there's a few areas to kind of touch on, and I want to touch on that first. And then before and after I finish that, I'm going to give you a couple tidbits of what happened last week in my life because I love to share that stuff with you. But I could talk about that stuff forever, and closets are so important. You guys will not be able to sleep tonight if I don't finish this world of master closets. We've kind of talked about the bottom, you know, taking everything out. That's not going to change. Stuff on shelves, if you have space on the top, a lot of times people, that's where everything goes to die. People think that, you know, shoes they don't wear, but they want to still hang on to, you know, hats, just shit. Sometimes it's just crap. Old blankets, whatever it is, okay? But I pull everything down. You need to do the same in order to see what you have. And a lot of times people just forget what they have. In a lot of these closets, you have, in some cases, they will have an island, like a small island. And when I say island, I mean, yes, like the island in your kitchen on a much smaller scale, but it also is where the dresser is. So it has a nice top if you want to put stuff on it. But really, it's, you know, you're utilizing that space for drawers. So a lot of times you'll see in there, that part is drawers. And same thing applies. You have your drawers, socks, underwear, whatever, pajamas, all of the things, and you want to make it look great. You want to make it so when you walk in there, it's really just like a one-stop shop, if you will. You get out of the shower, you go in there, you put all the stuff on you need, and then you start grabbing your clothes, your shoes, handbags, and you take off and leave. With the drawers, there are so many tools, and there's so many containers, and there's so many things that you can buy. I want to say this, and I know some of this stuff is on auto-repeat because it's in my brain on auto-repeat as well. A lot of times we get excited about buying containers, 4 containers, 4 containers. So you'll see, I bought this, you know, I bought this container for a container to put. It's like sometimes we're spending and wasting money on containers that aren't necessary for what you need it for. Like really dive into, but for when you're in your underwear, socks, like that type, those type of drawers with like the little stuff, there's some great like drawer dividers. You know, maybe it's underwear and socks. For guys, it's usually underwear, socks, and 50 other things. Women have like one drawer for bras, one drawer for sometimes it's underwear, sometimes a whole drawer for socks. Then if they're really into exercising, maybe it's one drawer for Pilates socks. I mean, this is if you have a ton of space, but get a drawer separator just to divide it in half so you kind of know. You can even go a little bit further. There's actual underwear organizers, and it's like a square that you put in, and it has these little tiny squares inside, and you just roll up your panties and put them in there, and it makes life a lot easier, especially of a trillion. There are women that have like 200-300 pairs of underwear, which on a side note is so funny. I was actually just having a conversation with one of my clients because I overpack even when I, that's a whole other episode, you guys. So I'm just going to put my toe in the pool on this one because I'll get distracted. But I pack a lot of stuff. Like if I go on an overnight trip, I pack like 7 outfits and I'll pack like 13 pairs of underwear for like a weekend trip. And everyone's like, and a lot of women do this. Men, you know, probably just take one and then just like flip it inside out. But women, you know, it's like I pack 7, you know, I'm like, oh, we're going to go for the weekend, but we don't know what we're going to do. Well, if it's the summer, you're probably just going to hang out by some kind of body of water or a pool. So you're not really wearing like heels. And then you guys go out to dinner. But sometimes by the end of the day, you don't even want to. So you have like 13 pairs of underwear, 7 outfits, 4 pairs of shoes for a 2-day, not even a full 2-day trip. And it's so funny because I'm like, are we thinking we're just going to like change our underwear like every 7 seconds? So women just have so many underwear. It is bananas. And sometimes they will have an entire drawer just for like thongs. Thong underwear, or a whole one for just like going out underwear, and then all this stuff, Spanx, all these body shapers. So many things, but there's little containers that make your life a little bit easier. The drawer dividers are the least, you know, it's just one and one. One side is socks, one side is underwear. But you can dive in little baskets, whatever you want to do in those and kind of separate it. And it does make your life easier for that small stuff. And a lot of people have housekeepers, you know, and then when they're putting the stuff back, it makes it easier for them as well. One of the things I hear so many homes that I go to, and I go to homes every single day and offices as well, but mostly homes. And, you know, they'll say, oh, the housekeeper, you know, she's wonderful. They love their housekeeper. But all she does is just shove the stuff away because their job is to make the house look clean, right? Clean. And they want to make sure the counters are clear. So sometimes they just take that stuff and shove it wherever they think it goes. And then, you know, so they don't pay attention to the kind of details that I do when I go into these people's houses. That's the one thing that is, you know, it's not a complaint. They have somebody that helps them make their house look amazing. But at the same time, some of that stuff just kind of gets shoved. And then all those pretty things you didn't know you had are covered up by just crap on top. So some of these little baskets and little easy, fairly inexpensive things that I'm talking about, I mean, we can really dive into some really cool things, but for the most part, a drawer divider or like a little divider for like your underwear or even socks, especially like kids' socks, kids, you know, when, you know, Charlotte's getting to be, you know, she has her little underwear and she has like these little tiny, tiny little, I want to say like little bralettes, but it's not really for anything, but just to put them in there just so they don't kind of get lost and she can find them. Baskets are great for drawers too, like small baskets, obviously, if the drawers are a little deeper for like swimwear. You know, obviously you can do whatever you want, but typically, you know, your basics are in your drawers. We also have areas where I talked about this on the last episode, was athletic wear is something that women have so much in abundance. I mean, that's why the industry has taken off as much as it has, because it is like its own wardrobe. I mean, like women go out in this. This is what they go out in. Some type of leggings, a t-shirt, maybe a little zip-up hood, whatever looks cute and stylish that they feel comfortable in. That's their daily uniform nowadays. Some of that stuff needs to be folded, sports bras, you know, if you're going to Pilates, the socks, whatever. But a lot of times they have like 200 pairs of like leggings, and that's a lot for a drawer. And then sometimes you end up having to have 2 drawers, or you can't even open the drawer because there's so many. And if you have a big enough closet, that's when I kind of suggest like, this is your day-to-day wardrobe now. So maybe you should hang it, like not everything, but maybe we hang all of the bottoms and maybe like the jackets, but the tanks and the sports bras and stuff can still go in a drawer. Just to kind of maximize the space that you have, because athletic wear is really where it's at in terms of the day-to-day life of most people, most women especially. How I organize everything is, you know, like I said, I take it out. But once we've done the purge part, that's something that I don't need to explain. It's very simple. Yes, no, maybe so. Do you want it? Do you think you're going to wear it? Can you fit into it? Is it a reality that you will fit into it? If it's, you know, 15, 20 pounds and you know it's an absolute must have and you want to keep it, please do. But maybe we put that in a little basket or something and put it up high until you can and you hit those goals that you want. I always say this too, especially with some of the clothes that we've hung on to for a long time. You are going to treat yourself. If you lose those pounds after you've had your kids or life or whatever it is, you're going to treat yourself to a new outfit and make yourself feel good. So some of that stuff might be a little, maybe it isn't what you want to wear anymore. It isn't your style anymore. So kind of keep that in mind. Like I have like my favorite pair of jeans and that's in a bin up high that I know I will kill myself before I don't get into those and a pair of shorts. But that's it. Everything else is all, you know, whatever, disposable to me. But that clears up a lot of free space there. Some people who have smaller stuff, I have mentioned this before too, if you have smaller closets, that winter stuff, winter sweaters, winter coats, jackets, that type of thing, if you're really limited on space, buy one big, bigger bin at, Target or maybe Home Depot or something. And that could be a garage thing if you're really limited on space, some of that heavier stuff, especially sweaters. Like so many people, like we do live in California. We don't have a lot of extreme weather. And sweaters are that's a reality. You can wear a sweater because, right, you could take it off or whatever. Some people have like 45 snow jackets and they've never been out of the state. I'm like, where are you going? You don't even go to the snow. And I'm talking like snow ski jackets. Like you don't need all that. And if you travel twice a year and you go, that's stuff that could go in another room if you're limited on space. But women have so many things, you guys. And it's, I'm like, how many scarves are you really wearing? Like this one client had three drawers of scarves, like three dresser drawers of scarves. And I was like, when are you wearing these? I've known you for 2 years. I've never once seen you in a scarf when you're coming in from work. Oh, I wear them all the time. Okay. So let's just think about, do we really wear those all the time? And is that a drawer, like something that you would put in a drawer? Or is that something you'd maybe put at the basket at the top of your closet or at the bottom of your closet or maybe a little basket or whatever, whatever you want to put it in. But that's, the drawers are precious real estate. Okay. So you got to make it make sense for you. Some of these pretty larger closets. I keep going back to that because that is also the reality of when you need help is they want to display some of this stuff. They want to display handbags and they want to display shoes and purses and, you know, really nice ones, maybe designer ones, whatever the situation is. And you have space for that and you sometimes you have an area where you have all your handbags and you want it to look nice. There's also some organizing, tools and containers to use to make that even, more spectacular. There's kind of a catch-22 to that, though. It's like you want to display it, but at the same time, you have a ton of purses. So you want to display these nice ones, but then it's like, well, this is my area for purses. If I'm displaying two gigantic handbags that are designer and you want to have them there so it looks, aesthetically nice, what are you doing with all those other ones? Is it, we got to find a spot for those and maybe it's a basket below, or maybe we just say you really can't display it, but we figure that out. It just is kind of what the needs are of the client and suggestions. I always have suggestions, but I'm not married to anything that I tell you and it's each person is their own, whatever works for you. Simple things. One thing is like when you're purging and you're like, oh my God, this is my favorite swimsuit. Remember, elastic on swim because of chlorine and stuff, it eats that elastic. When it's crunchy, it's time to throw it away. You're not keeping it. Even if it was your most favorite one and you felt like you were a mermaid in it, you just have to get rid of it because your bottoms are going to fall off and then you're going to be naked and it's going to be awkward for everybody at the pool. So let's move on from the drawers, but shoes, oh my gosh, let's talk about shoes and people's shoes and situations with shoes. If you have these giant closets, sometimes they have the shoe shelves built, a whole entire section, sometimes two or three sections where women keep their shoes. And, I sort everything by color, styles, heel size, that type of thing. In some cases, like we're in California, like my go-to is flip-flops. That's it. We love flip-flops. We're in California. I could wear them on my hands. I love them. Everybody has usually a ton of flip-flops. That's something that doesn't need to take space on a shelf. But what I do is I'll get like a big like plastic basket and just like, put sandals or if we're limited on space and put like your flip-flops. And obviously there's nice ones. And then there's like your everyday ones like, Reef or whatever flip-flops you want to wear. I don't care. But anyways, those go in a basket on the ground. It makes your life easier. Nicer sandals, obviously. And then they even has far as There's actually like shoe risers. Maybe you are a little limited on space. And there are like for tennis shoes where it's like a thing where you put the tennis shoe in front so you can see what it is. And then the second one is like behind it. And that's a really great space saver. Pretty inexpensive, but especially for like tennis shoes or like a little bit bigger shoes. And then you could get as fancy as you want. But again, everything is usually by color, by style, and by height of heels. If they're fancy shoes, they're usually kind of out of reach because you're not wearing those every day. I mean, maybe you are when you're sitting at home watching Netflix, but you're probably not wearing flip-flops. Okay, let's take a quick break. Click the like, subscribe, or follow button on any platform that you're using, and that will give you notifications when the next episode drops. Now back to the show. Accessories, really cute baskets. It depends what your closet looks like. It depends on what the look, or you just go kind of generic. Sometimes a clear acrylic basket or bin is the way to go. Not basket, but bin is the way to go. You can see what it is. I label everything. Some people don't want labels in their closet. Some people do. It's just a preference. So some of that little tedious stuff, that's really something we talk about kind of together, but the gist of the closet. If you have an abundance of jeans and you're like, I want to put them in a drawer, chances are that's not going to happen. But sometimes in your closet, you have shelves, like extra shelves. Maybe you have like a bar and there's a shelf above it or below it or whatever. I typically like to hang jeans. I think it looks better. Like aesthetically, I think it looks better. Especially for men, I like to hang their pants on top and their shirts below. I have their jeans and then whatever other pants they have. And obviously if they have suits or something, that's kind of secondary. But some, you know, I have clients that, you know, guys are just wearing like loose, like cargo pants or like corduroy pants and then 1,000 pairs of jeans. Okay. But I like to hang those on top and then the tops below. And usually with women as well. I feel like you get to see the style, whatever you're feeling, but I like the presentation of it. It looks great, but always we can fold down jeans. I don't like to put them in drawers unless there's people that have two pairs. I guarantee you there's really not in a world of these gigantic closets because you see the space and you're so excited about the space and it's just like, I have to fill it with some cool stuff and jackets and sweatshirts and stuff like that. All of that stuff. But again, we're touching everything. We're going through everything. The purging part is kind of the messy part. It's all chaotic for like an hour or two and then it really, really comes together. Jewelry is something that, you know, in these larger closets, you know, sometimes they'll actually have a drawer that was built for jewelry. And, you know, some people have really, really expensive jewelry and that's usually in a safe. But your everyday kind of like, you know, going out, just costumey kind of jewelry as well. You know, we get a jewelry box or maybe it's not in the closet if you have a smaller closet, but you have a jewelry box, maybe a hanging one that kind of goes on the wall, maybe behind a door or something. And we can put your stuff and kind of clear it off because sometimes I just see jewelry everywhere. I mean, literally, I'm like, how do you ever find the other earring? Ever. It's just like they just like took them off and threw them up in the air and it's wherever they landed. That's where I have to look for them. So I like to keep things, you know, neat and tidy and together, but it doesn't always happen. But I want to help you with solutions that kind of make your life a little bit easier in terms of where you're putting stuff that kind of just makes your life easier. Like I said, you walk into a large closet or a bigger closet or whatever, you're at your dresser or your dresser's inside and you really can get dressed there completely. Usually there's a giant mirror. Some people have like a bench or something to sit on, which really becomes a catch-all for where they don't know where stuff goes or they try it on and then throw it back on the bench because they don't want to put it away. And, you know, all of these little tricks and funny things that I've seen over the course of my business, which I will mention again in May, was 9 years. I thought I would be doing this for 6 months. So I just want to tell you, thank you again, because I love talking about this and I really can't talk about it forever. Shoes that hurt your feet, shoes that are falling apart. Like, why are we keeping them? People are like, oh, I'm going to keep my wedding shoes and they're falling apart and they're grass stained. I'm like, for why? Why are you keeping your wedding shoes? But you can keep them, but they maybe don't need to reside in your closet. That's more of a memory situation because you're probably not going to put them on. Your feet might not even fit in them anymore because you've had kids or they pinched your feet and you don't want to lose a toe putting them back on. So let's get them out of there. And there's always some stuff in there, you know, that you just want to hang on to. Purses, like I said, whatever. Most people in these larger closets do have the laundry basket kind of embedded or it's in a drawer that they had custom. And sometimes I'll open it up and I'm like, this is a bag. They put empty bags in there, or they'll just throw shoes or maybe sweatshirts or something. So, and they don't even use it. Then they have a laundry basket maybe in the bathroom. So, you know, if you have that space and it's stuff, but let's try to make it useful for you. So it's all kind of compact. These smaller closets, you know, I really have to be creative. You know, they have some nice little shoe things that you can put in there, and dressers. Obviously, if you have a small closet, you probably have at least two dressers. It might just be a hang bar with a shelf. There's a lot of little tricks and stuff that we can do to kind of maximize that space, because, you know, you're not going to want to get rid of everything. And it's so wasteful. What I've learned doing this is like, we as a society in this country are so gluttonous. And it's everybody. It's not just, you know, with clothes, it's with everything. We'll go into someone's pantry. We're always afraid we're going to run out of food or run out of water, or run out of clothes. We're never going to know what we're going to wear. And, you know, I'm not telling you guys to get rid of it. I hate seeing people donate all this stuff that you've spent all this money on because you don't have the space for it. So let me try to help you have that space, because we still are going to like clothes at the end of the day. It makes you feel good. And there's a million reasons why people have clothes. Maybe they grew up and they've told me, you know what, when I was a kid, I had one pair of jeans. I had, you know, two shirts, and I would just switch it up or whatever. So there's always something, and I'm very empathetic to that. But let's maximize the space that you have, because there are reasons that you have what you have. And when I try to make light of some of it, and I try to joke around because that's my personality, but I am very empathetic to it. Not everything is just donated. No, let's figure out how to make it work. Some of the stuff, though, I feel when it's in abundance, I will suggest or help you make that decision. Like, you may not need to keep every single thing in the world forever. You can part with some of the stuff and it will be okay. Guilt is something that people feel guilty, especially if someone gave them something. And I'm like, if you don't like it, either give it to somebody else or, you know, donate it. It's not, I mean, you know, maybe your grandma, if she's still alive, you know, she gives you something because she knows you like purses and it's not your style, but you can give it to your daughter if your daughter would want it, or donate it, or give it to the church, or whatever you're doing. Like, just, it, you don't have to feel guilty about it, because you can hang on to it, but you could put it in a memory box, but really just part with it and give it to someone who doesn't have it. And I continue to say that because there are so many people that really rely on donations for so many things. And I do like to try to find donation places as well, or help you find a donation place that benefits. Like I was talking about before, like, now dress code is so different. You know, people wore suits and did all this, unless you're a lawyer or you're, you know, really where you have to wear a suit like every day because maybe you're going to be in court or whatever. Like, the suit is almost gone. I mean, men will wear like a dress shirt and slacks or whatever, but a full on suit, unless you're really just top tier executive having these really top of the line, you know, meetings. But there are places where there's women who are trying to get back in the workforce and they maybe don't have a nice top and a skirt. This is the greatest, you're really helping people out. So I do try to emphasize that and, you know, take the write off. It's a lot more to write off than it used to be, but, you know, try to take the write off and feel good about it, parting with some of this stuff. So with men's closets, it's, you know, there are men that have so many shoes. I was helping this couple years ago, and it was funny, is they, before they had kids, they had a 4-bedroom house, and the husband, he wore very casual, like he had the basketball kind of jersey, basketball shorts kind of vibe. Okay. With a hat, you know, he worked, he probably worked in office. I know he had his own business, but he really kind of just worked from home. He had 2.5 of the bedrooms, all of the walls. So if he had his office desk, the other two walls from floor to ceiling were shoes, and they were all color. I color coded, like I color organized all of them. Maybe they were Jordans. Maybe they were, you know, low tops. Maybe they were high tops. Maybe they were more of like, I could not believe. I'm like, you have like 1,000 pairs of shoes. And some of them, you know, weren't out of the box. Guys, there are some people that men don't want to take the Jordans out of the box because they're going to be worth something someday, and they had to buy them. And then we got to hide them and find a spot because you don't ever want anyone to open them. But men sometimes nowadays are really, they don't just have the 3 pairs of shoes. And, oh, P.S., when I first started dating David, I said to him, you're not ever wearing those shoes again around me. They're like clown shoes. And he's like, they're not. They're like tennis shoes for work. And I'm like, not around me, they're not. I always think of that when I see closets with like 500 pairs of shoes. It's like, what do you say? And I'm like, David, you're not keeping those. And from that moment on, I don't think he's ever bought another pair of shoes without my input. But I was like, you can't wear those. I can't even talk to you if you wear those. So yeah, so men's closets, a lot simpler. But, you know, there's also some things that some women even have like a vanity in their closet where they like put on their makeup. And that's another thing, a little different story there. And that's kind of a one-off situation. But I mean, there's so, so many different things. But you want to make it look smart. You want to make it the space be, you know, relevant for what you have. And I'm help you come up with tools and stuff because not everyone has the luxury of a walk-in closet. We have a rental house. It has a walk-in closet, but mine does. David has our extra room is his closet. But mine is it's one hang bar on each side with two shelves. That's it. It's nothing fancy. We had two dressers in the actual bedroom and I didn't like how it was. I wanted more space. So I put one of the dressers in my closet and that's, you know, where I'm at. And that's what I do. And I help you maximize your space and all of the things that you need. And we buy and we buy and we buy. And so what's really fun is the after. Once you've done a purge and you see all the stuff that you forgot you had, it's like shopping again. I'm like, you want your closet to be shoppable. And I mentioned that before. I have clients that cannot even take out a hanger. And that's after purging. So, I mean, just think of all the stuff you're not seeing. And it gets very frustrating. You go to pull something out and 17 things fall on the ground. You know, if budget's not an option, which in some cases when you're redoing and you reach out to me, budget isn't, you know, you're looking at, So those big plastic hangers, I hate dry cleaner hangers and a lot of people just put their dry cleaning in their closet, but those velvet hangers, they look nice and yes, they help stuff not slip off, but they do break easily. So it really has to be not some heavy stuff. So you have to kind of But you want to try to have like thinner, those are thin hangers. So when you are lacking space and it just looks nice, but you can go and get, you know, plastic hangers, who cares, whatever you feel. But, you know, try to make it like semi-uniform just so, you know, the stuff can kind of, like there's shirts that fall off. You know how many things fall off on the ground? I end up having to like kind of fold it in half. But you just want to make sure that, I just like to make sure if it's uniform, that's great. If you... That's a space saver too, is using those velvet hangers. And again, you have to just be mindful. Sometimes when we put like the heavier coats and stuff, they do snap. The last thing, and I touched on this last time, is the top of the closet, top shelves, that type of thing. It's stuff you're rarely using. So if you know, have winter hats, that's a great place to put like a little bin, label winter accessories, fine. But some people have like a shelf and the ceiling goes forever and you're not climbing up there, but that's a great spot. Some people have like extra linens, maybe extra comforters. Maybe, you know, they can have a bin of their winter clothes if they don't want to put it in the garage and they have the space and it fits, maybe turning it to the side. That's where you want to fill the space, but not make it look like a big pile of rubble. Some people have like weird, they'll have like food, like snacks in their closet. You know, they'll have like cleaning stuff or whatever. And, you know, I just try to make a space for that. You know, all of the things that you can, some stuff you can put in the bathroom, some stuff, if you have the room and the counter space, you have that island and maybe you want to have like your perfumes or you want to have a little mirror and you do your makeup, whatever, you know, we'll make that work for you, or I'll make that work for you. So with closets, with the master closet, yes, I'll talk about kids' closets another time because that is a little bit different. You're a little bit tinier clothes, but on that note of closets, I am done. But I want to just mention a couple things about just how cute Charlotte is. And she's so stinking cute. Her new thing now is, I might have mentioned this, and if I did, just listen again, because I love to tell stories a couple times. There was a show, I guess, I do not watch reality shows. A fun fact about me, I hate reality shows. I think they're the biggest brain waster in the world, but I know everyone loves them. So I'm not knocking it, it's just not my jam. But I guess a long time ago, there was this show called Dance Moms, and I remember like vaguely hearing about it, but I think it was like 10 years ago. I have no idea. Charlotte is obsessed with Dance Moms. And I might have mentioned this where she'll talk to me about these people and I'm like, are they in your class? And it's like, I don't even know who the fuck this is. Who's Mackenzie? Was she in your class? She never told me about her. Oh no, she's on Dance Moms. her mom is trying to let her little sister dance, but she doesn't dance as good. I'm like, I don't care, but I have to care. But now her new thing again, she used to do this when she was really little, like 4. Mommy, watch this dance move. So now her new thing 100 times a day is she's going to show me what one of the little girls did in one of their little dance routines. And then she wants to show me the video to see if hers looks the same. Like if her dance looks like theirs. Not even close, guys. Not even in the ballpark. But this little girl, I embrace everything because I know one day I'm not going to be the cool mom that, you know, she wants to hang out with. I hope I am forever. I hope she never leaves and we're connected together forever. But I know that's not going to happen. But when she talks to me about these dance moves, and like David and I will be sitting there, she'll be like, watch this. And it's just like she kicks up her leg and then she'll be like, what'd you think? And I'm like, oh my God, that was amazing. And David's just like, I'm like, just shake your head. It's amazing. You love it. You can't wait for her to get her own show. And it's just so cute because I'm thinking, I remember asking one of my clients, like, did your daughter ever watch Dance Mom? She's like, that show was on so long ago. I'm like, now Charlotte is obsessed with it. It's so funny how it's just funny. And she loves it. And I love that she loves it. It's, I don't have to hear about Roblox or Minecraft or whatever. I don't even care. Honestly, at the end of the day, when she tells me some of this stuff, I'm like, I don't care. But because it's you and because you're so amazing and wonderful and I want to just put you on a piece of bread and just like mush you like a little sandwich, I'll listen to her and watch all her dance moves because you know what? I love her that much. That's just funny to me. And then she has started a little summer camp. I think I also mentioned summer camp doesn't start till like the second week of June and my daughter gets out of school like mid-May. So we're kind of screwed because that money tree and the lottery tickets have not happened. So I cannot continue to take, you know, endless time off. I can take like a day or two here or there for her and let's have mommy daughter day, or if David can do it, we'll have like a family day. But so she just started this new camp for 2 weeks just to kind of, you know, kind of fill in that void of in between the camp starting as well. And it's like Disneyland. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure a lot of you've heard of Sierra Canyon, but they have their summer camp is like, it's like Disneyland. It's so incredible. Like she tells me last night, she's like, this is day 2, right? She tells me last night, she's like, mommy, tomorrow's whatever you want to do day. It's like pick your own choice day. She's like, but I'm really bummed because the Lego room isn't complete. Paint room isn't, so there was like 3 rooms that aren't done yet until after the 4th of July for the following week. But they have a pool, they have jumpers, they have laser tag, they have this, they have that, they have, you get a popsicle, you have this. Everything is top level to her. She's like, mommy, I got a popsicle and a sticker today. And I'm like, okay, well, let's add it to your collection of 4 trillion stickers. And everything is just so meaningful still. She hasn't lost that magic. She has not lost that magic. Like she loves a good popsicle and a good fucking sticker. I'm not going to lie. When she leaves art, they give her a sticker. Some days she even picks one for me, especially if it's Winnie the Pooh. She knows I love Winnie the Pooh. And I'm like, and she loves it. Mommy, look at my sticker. Will you hold it? We haven't lost that. She's 9. I don't know. I don't remember loving stickers that much. I remember scratch and sniff stickers. If you guys are a little bit on the older end like I am, which I don't like to say that I am, but I am. Scratch and sniff, I try to say that 3 times. Scratch and sniff stickers were the shit. The one that was like pizza, you're like, this smells terrible, but it smells like pizza. They were so fun. They were so fun. There was scratch and sniff stickers. And you know what? At one of my clients' house, they had scratch and sniff stickers. And I don't, boy, try to say that a million times. That's a tongue twister. And it just brought me back to David and I were actually talking. I'm like, someone had scratch and sniff stickers. He's like, do you remember how cool that was? You'd have them like on your folder and you'd be like, just scratching all day. Chocolate was always the worst to me. I like eating chocolate, but I don't like chocolate body washes and like chocolate smell stickers and chocolate. Blech. No, thank you. Anyways, that was a total sidebar on that little comment. But yeah, she is loving life. She's living her best life right now. I mean, this is like Disneyland every day. It's so crazy. And they just do really, really fun things. And I love Charlotte's school, her normal everyday school. The summer camp is very easy. But in comparison, it's like you're at Disney World now and you're in the backyard with like a hose at her school. Back in the day when you had a hose and you're like, look it, we do have a pool. Let me go get a little bowl and you can put your feet in it. I mean, it's just day and night. The school itself is fantastic. The summer camp is fine. It's just not as exciting. This one is like just top level. And every day she's just like, oh my gosh, Mom, I'm so excited. So on that note, I'm going to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for liking, subscribing, following, because all of the cool kids are doing it and they're getting to hear all of these amazing episodes that drop each week every Wednesday. So I look forward to talking to you next time. Thank you. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.